We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Federator brings you a look at what's happening with the University of Minnesota sports with our good friend Dr. Mark Coyle at the University of Minnesota. He's the AD. He joins us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Mark, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. Good morning. I can tell you it felt like 14 degrees when I was running this morning.
Yeah, and the winds aren't quite as strong outside now, were they, when you're running?
No, not too bad, but I just heard that forecast with those gusts of 30 miles per hour, so we need to hold on to our hats later today.
Yeah, this is where I would run with the wind behind me, Mark, and have someone pick me up in a car after about 3-4 miles if I made it that far. That's just
you've always been very strategic.
Hey, I want to ask you about a couple things. I want to ask you about the track team because they got to do some time trials, I understand.
Yeah, you know, obviously this new year is so unique for all of us, and you know, we continue to work with our track program and others as they kind of try to gear up and get back to some sort of sense of normalcy, and just really proud of all of our student-athletes, our coaches and staff. You know, they've made many, many sacrifices to try to protect themselves from the virus, and, you know, we've all heard about the social distancing, wash your hands, wear a mask, et cetera. We've been preaching that to our student-athlete coaches and staff, and they've been working incredibly hard to try to get back to some sense of normalcy as quickly as we can.
Hey, Mark, out of curiosity, would the regions consider something? I know with the track team coming up with some money to help support the program, that was kept. So let's say the tennis people got together and decided we're going to raise a lot of money. Could there still be a chance they could come back as a sport? Would that be a region's decision?
Yeah. Obviously, we would work closely with our regions. As we said, Dave, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, I feel like my job as athletic director is to do three things. You know, the first thing is to do everything we can to provide an awesome experience for all of our student athletes. The second one is we've got to stay within compliance, whether that be NCAA, Big Ten, institutional compliance, our Title IX compliance. And the third thing is we've got to have a balanced budget. You know, and as we look at our sport offerings, you know, I think I talked with you a couple of weeks ago, you know, our program, we offer 25 programs and we've had great, great success, a very broad-based program. And we have an operating budget last year of $123 million. And our friends over in Madison, the University of Wisconsin, has the same number of programs and their budget is $158 million. So you can see the difference in budgeting. And again, a lot of athletic departments have had to make very hard decisions. Just last week, Michigan State announced that they're discontinuing men's and women's swimming and diving. Fresno State made an announcement a week or so ago that they've discontinued several sports. And unfortunately, you know, given the financial challenges that everybody's facing, we all have to make some very difficult decisions and decisions that impact a lot of people.
Mark, logistically, as you travel now for the football team to Maryland, how does that work? And once you travel to places like that are a little closer, will it be by bus?
Yeah. So Dave, what we're doing right now, like, for example, as you know, and you traveled with us for a long time, like I won't be traveling with the team. We won't have administrators. We're really trying to protect that bubble as much as possible. We have a group that is tested daily with the daily antigen test. And then we have what we call a tier group, which is tested the day before the game, the day of the game, which is what I go through and other administrators go through. Our radio crew won't be traveling with the team. They will travel separately, as will I, for future games. And for future games, depending on the distance, we plan to fly. But if we can bus, we always look at that option. I can tell you that the administrators and the media relations people, et cetera, will be busing to our other games. Obviously, we're at Illinois, we're at Wisconsin, and we're at Nebraska. So those trips are a little bit easier to drive to as opposed to Maryland, which is halfway across the country. But there's no doubt this COVID-19 has created some unique challenges, but we're just trying to minimize our travel party as much as possible for two things. A, we don't want to do anything to expose our team to COVID-19. And also, we want to make sure that none of our student athletes expose any of the administrators or travel party to COVID-19. So we're just trying to protect that bubble as best we can.
Hey, Mark, and as I watch these games now with all the schools, a lot of us college football fans keep an eye on everything, does COVID have to be reported on an injury report or does it not?
It varies from you know, school to school. As you know, Dave, we've been putting out a monthly report. We don't because of HIPAA and privacy. We don't identify the student athletes. We just provide the numbers that we share with the media once a month. And again, I think because of privacy, we got to be very careful what we share and what we don't share. And other institutions obviously are following the same guidelines. So again, people are going to be, protect the privacy of the student athletes involved. But there's no doubt, you know, I President Gable made the comment the other night when we were watching the Michigan game. You know, it feels like March Madness for college football, where you just don't know what's going to happen each weekend. With the games, with the upsets, with the not upsets, et cetera, because you don't know who's going to be in or out. And literally, you know, you get a test done the day of the game, and until everybody passed that test, you don't know who's going to play, who's going to coach until you get those test results back. So there's no doubt it's going to cause all of us to be very flexible and nimble and to be very patient as we work our way through this very unique season for everybody.
Yeah, just when your years of experience, Mark, just when you thought you'd seen most everything, suddenly this happens and a whole new set of things to be concerned with. Well, I appreciate your efforts over there. I always thank you for your time. I'm glad you did okay with the run before the wind started. And I will look forward to talking to you here in a couple of weeks. And again, the next time in a run, I'll have a car running at the very end of it. If nothing else, I could pick you up when you're done.
All right, hey, that sounds great. And Dave, I can't wait till we can talk about our other sports getting ready for them to start competing here. We continue to make great progress. And again, just so thankful for our student athletes, our coaches and staff, and the great work they're doing. We appreciate you. Have a great day, and go Gophers.
He is Mark Coyle, University of Minnesota Athletic Director here on WCCO. Our time is 2 minutes before 8 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.